Of Guam. Senator John McCain, critical of Trump's president, using some strong words yesterday aimed at keeping North Korea from testing more missiles. But the North doesn't appear to be backing down, even threatening the U.S. territory of Guam. Senator John McCain, critical of Trump's comments.
I think this is very, very, very serious. And I think that the rotund ruler in Pyongyang, he's not crazy, but he certainly is ready to go to the brink.
Colorado U.S. Congressman Mike Kaufman's on the live line with his take. Good morning, Congressman.
Oh, good morning, April.
Thanks so much for coming on. Of course, we love to have you on when we can utilize your military background. I'd love to get your take on the president's fire and fury comments. Is he poking the bear, and is it justified?
You know, I'm usually not a fan of the president in terms of his what I call impulse behavior, his emotional outbursts on this tweeting. But I think that there may be something here where sometimes it's good when you have someone in charge who's unpredictable, as Trump is, in terms of the other side, in assessing their options and where they can't necessarily assess what the U.S. response is going to be, but very well may be aggressive. It's a tough situation for the United States. Let me tell you what this administration did do, great success in terms of getting the U.N. Security Council on board on these sanctions.
Yes.
On North Korea. I mean, to get China and Russia on board, where usually they're in a blocking position on things that we're trying to do just to keep us off balance. And so to have them on board on this, to have that passed, now we've got to make sure that these sanctions are enforced, that they're truly in effect. But if they are truly in effect, they will be devastating for North Korea and hopefully will change their behavior. I think what the president has tried to do, absent this tweet, is to get the cooperation of China. In particular, China is the lifeline for North Korea, and certainly they're dependent upon the United States' trade, and so we need to change their behavior relative to North Korea.
Yeah, but North Korea threatening nuclear capabilities. They can put a little mini nuclear weapon on top of a missile and send it toward the U.S. territory of Guam. What's next if the sanctions don't work? Have you thought that far down the road?
Well, first of all, this really, the fact that North Korea has advanced their nuclear weapons program changes the equation fairly dramatically. Whereas before, I think it was different, where we knew that they didn't have the capability. Now we know that they do have the capability. And so, and we have a limited ability in which to defeat these systems in terms of our ground-based defenses. But I think that the fact is, I think we have to put increased the next step, if this step is unsuccessful, the next step has got to be increased pressure on China and probably our trade relationship with China to get them to put pressure on North Korea. I mean, obviously, military options are always on the table, but it would be so devastating, not simply just from a nuclear standpoint, but even from a conventional military standpoint. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got enough artillery just on the north side of the demilitarized zone to pretty much level the capital city of Seoul, South Korea, where the concentration of that population is. And so it is a very unstable situation. It is getting worse. I think we're making positive strides in terms of trying to disarm the situation.
It is worrisome at the very least. Colorado Congressman Mike Kaufman, thanks for your take. I appreciate it.
Thank you.